Let's go back to 1981.
Attention in Poland commands the attention of the world. Clearly, the Polish people must be allowed to work out their own solutions to their problems.
That's President Ronald Reagan warning communist leaders in Eastern Europe not to clamp down on the growing anti-communist trade union movement called Solidarity. A few months later, Polish leader General Wojciech Jaruzelski imposed martial law. It lasted a year and a half. Today, Jaruzelski is standing trial in Poland. He and seven other former officials are charged with committing communist crimes. Jaruzelski is now 85 years old. Rafał Motryuk is a reporter with Radio Poland. So remind us what happened in 1981, Rafał, and who General Jaruzelski is.
Well, General Wojciech Jaruzelski was the last communist leader of Poland. He was a military figure, of course, with close ties to Moscow and the Soviet regime. And what he did in December 1981, he organized a military junta and introduced martial law.
So now, 27 years later and 19 years after the communists fell from power, why are the Poles taking him to trial now?
Well, the process of bringing the former communist to justice has been dragging on in Poland for years. 1989, which marked the fall of communism in Poland, was some sort of power-sharing deal. So the communists retained some power, and they were very reluctant, of course, to go on trial. That's why it took so many years, and now that the right-wingers and staunch anti-communists are in power, they want to bring them to justice.
What is the mood in Poland about this trial?
Well, the interesting point here really is about history. Now, in 81, as General Jaruzelski claimed, there was a massive Soviet military build-up at the eastern border of Poland. And what he was saying was that he actually saved Poland from the Soviet invasion by introducing martial law. He says, if I hadn't done that, the Soviets would have entered Poland. But since 1990s, more and more documents from archives in Berlin, in Warsaw, and even Washington are coming out saying that it was simply not true, that he was afraid of losing power, and he himself was asking Moscow for some sort of support. Now lawyers and historians claim that he did it by himself, that it was all engineered, and he is responsible for what's called a criminal military organization, and that's what he's being tried for.
If Jaruzelski is found guilty, he faces up to 10 years in prison, but he is 85, his health isn't great. Is this trial for posterity or even just for show?
It is just to show people what the truth really was, and basically Poles have been having troubles with reconciling with the communist and post-communist past. So it will definitely mark a clear point in Poland's history, whether he goes into prison or not. But people definitely want to put this behind them and know what did happen and basically move on with their lives and with Poland's history.
Rafał Motryuk is a reporter with Radio Poland. Thank you very much for your time indeed.
Thank you.